Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you are still really fascinated by what's been going on with, now we have King Charles III, you have Harry and Meghan there, that has definitely drawn a lot of mixed emotions with everything that had gone on with the throne. And like I said, I don't really get involved that much with the monarchy. Now, if you don't want to be in the monarchy, you leave the monarchy, but then you don't try to, you know, I support them for wanting to leave, but then I don't support them for trash talking. So it's one of those things where I'm like, look, you know, it's, well, you know, not their finest moment. And we spoke about dysfunctional families, where I think the royal family probably has its share of dysfunction as any other family, and I think that's what we're learning. I mean, Elvis, we saw that that family had some dysfunctionality. The most families do. So we're starting to maybe piece things together and realize that maybe the average family, you know, does have its, you know, its issues. But one thing that is pressing in terms of what's been going on with the monarchy is while we see Harry there mourning the loss of his grandmother, while we see Meghan Markle stand there awkwardly, appearing very uncomfortable, we wonder, when is the next bomb going to be dropped? Is there another Oprah interview? Is there another book? Well, there was supposed to be another book. Harry has a memoir, and it is going to be published, but it looks like it got put off. Originally, they said, nah, it's going to come out this fall. But it just, it would look so poorly done, so tasteless. I'm not a fan of trash talking and airing dirty laundry for financial gain. I think that's a, you know, but I get, you know, people want memoirs. People are really excited with Harry's life. You know, I always found it exciting. What's it like to be the one that everybody says you're not going to be, you know, advanced to the throne? Because you're the number two son. It's kind of blows my mind because my boys are equal. Everybody's equal. But there is that in monarchies, well, the firstborn and then the firstborn's kids have higher stature than Prince Harry. So it is fascinating to see how, you know, how he navigated through that. But if there is trash talking and then, you know, the monarchy has to respond with that's false and that this, it's exhausting to see, and it's just not my type of entertainment. That's not my type of reading material. But it sounds like Prince Harry's memoir is going to be pushed back a little bit. Rather than being released in a matter of weeks, a source has said that they are probably going to push it off into next year. Because obviously, the Queen dying and ending a 70-year monarchy, and now there being King Charles III changes things up. And King Charles III looks like he's got a little bit of a temper. And I don't know how calm he's going to be with trash talking. So a source close to the Sussexes, because that's who they are, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, told the Telegraph that the memoir would not now come out as planned because they want to respect a mourning period that is likely to last well beyond the official 10 days. The line of the publication would allow Harry to update the book with additional chapters on his grandmother's death. And I think they did rethink it. I don't know what could have been in this book, but my guess is they were going to double down on some things that were brought up during the Oprah interview and they were going to, and they do need money, and they do need relevance, and they do need to be out there in public. And so this allows them that. It just, there's so many other things. He could talk about his time in the military. He could talk about some of the work he did. He could talk about, there really doesn't have to be the trash talk. But my guess is there might be now some editing, because it's going to be very, very difficult for them, especially with the closeness of the grandmother's death and Philip's death, to start to trash talk. But one thing that might be spurning the no, we're going to move forward is apparently there's some grief over Harry's and Meghan Markle's children not being granted his Royal Highness or her Royal Highness. So Archie's three, Lilibet is one. They are going to be officially made prince and princess, as King Charles had agreed to in a letters patent to grant the titles, but they are not going to get the HRH titles. And apparently Meghan and Harry are, quote-unquote, furious that they will not be called his or her Royal Highness. I don't understand why that's a shock, because I thought Meghan didn't really want, you know, the titles, and they're not working royals, and they decided to leave. And that was a big decision on their part, and we respected them for it. But then there really shouldn't be drama on what you want the children called. Archie and Lilibet are entitled to titles following the death of the Queen as part of the rule set out by King George V in 1917. It limited the number of royals using his Royal Highness or her Royal Highness. A royal expert told Mail Online that letting Archie and Lilibet become a prince and princess but not have those titles would be a nice compromise. The same thing happened to Diana and Fergie when they were divorced, and Sarah Ferguson is still the Duchess of York today. Harry and Meghan should be pleased, as using prince or princess sounds good in the States. But even though their children are still high up in the line of succession, they will not be working royals, so it's quite right that they shouldn't have the titles of his Royal Highness or her. So it shouldn't be a big deal, but apparently it's causing drama. So I don't care about this. There's bigger fish to fry. You know, I'm more interested in what's going on with Tom Brady and Giselle than I am with what's going on there. But it is frustrating to see this dichotomy of, you have the end of a monarchy, you have the end of a stabilizing figure, we don't know really what's going to be happening with King Charles, and then we have this family feud of, you know, I don't know. I think it's drama we really don't need right now, and we're going to update you on what's going on with Ukraine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Jason for being our producers. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners asked, do we have any news on Brittany Griner? Is she coming home or not? I believe it's still in limbo. I did look it up. There, I think she's waiting for an appeal. Her lawyer, Marina Blagovolina, said that she is stressed. The WNBA star was arrested, as you remember, back in February, when a customs official found vape cannabis oil in her luggage. She had pleaded guilty, saying she was rushing to make the flight. She works in Russia for part of the year when it's off-season, so she represents Russia on their team, but they decide to hold her, and this was just days before the Putin invasion of Ukraine. So she is very, very stressed and much concerned with the future, according to her attorney. There was supposed to be some sort of a prisoner exchange. And I think that's just been still in limbo. Griner is apparently currently awaiting news about her appeal process. She was sentenced for smuggling drugs into the county, which I believe was about 10 years, I have to double check. And that was about a month ago. So it is being appealed, but there's no word on when the appeal hearings will start. Blagovolina had told People magazine in the past that they are not certain of the potential outcome of the appeal. She said, we need to use every legal opportunity that we have, and appeal is one of those opportunities. So back in July, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the Biden administration confirmed that they are in talks with the Russian government over a possible prisoner exchange that would also include former Marine Paul Whelan, who was imprisoned in Russia. Griner, they say, is quite happy to know that she's not been forgotten and there are some possible developments, but she's quite realistic about what is going on. So I understand it takes time, but the longer it goes, the more concerning, especially with what's been happening with Russia and Ukraine. Now, Ukraine has made some amazing gains. And in fact, there has been some dispelling repelling of Russian troops in multiple regions. In fact, U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary talks about how Russia seems to not have as strong weaponry and military. Their hypersonic weapons that they've tried to use, that they touted, said apparently had almost no effect. U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks said during a fireside chat that the hypersonic weapons already used had almost no effect, which is great. That's good. Biden, in the meantime, is meeting with Brittany Griner and Whelan and Paul Whelan, because those two would be exchanged. We still have other Americans there as well. But apparently Biden is meeting with the family after they got criticism months ago from Brittany Griner's wife that nobody from the White House reached out. Then immediately Biden reached out, Kamala Harris reached out, and they're going to reach out again. But I mean, reaching out is nice, but what's happening next? So while we see some gains that Ukraine is making, there's still movement that we just can't trust. So Chechenian leader, the leader of the Russian Republic of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, has urged Russian regions to self-mobilize. He's been outspoken about changes to the Russian campaign following the military setback in Kharkiv, saying that the Ministry of Defense should learn from mistakes and that martial law should be introduced in Russia. He said Russia is a federal state in which the regions can be the initiators of any undertakings, and one of those undertakings should be self-mobilization. The head of each subject of Russia today must prove his readiness to help the state. He says, I believe that each leader in the region is quite capable of preparing, training, and staffing at least 1,000 volunteers. Now, Sergei Aksenov is the Russian-appointed leader in Crimea. And they've been calling for more volunteer units. Well, Putin does have some allies. Russia and China leaders have reaffirmed their ties. This was at a summit today. There were hints that they might have different views on the war. Ukraine said Russia did hit a dam in the central Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih. But Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping did meet at a summit in Uzbekistan. It was one of their first face-to-face meetings since the invasion. See, they met at the Beijing Olympics, so right before. We think that's when Putin said, could you hold off on your moves on China, because this is what we're doing. And as I had said, I just think China's going to watch and see what happens and watch America and all these other countries dump as much money as possible and resources, so then when they need to move forward, it's going to be a little slower. I don't know, though. I don't know if that's really, really going to work. But that's one of the things that I think might be happening. So Russia and China have convened and joined naval patrols of the Pacific Ocean. And they said the crews were practicing joint tactical maneuvering and organization of communication between the ships, conducting a series of exercises with practical artillery firing and facilitating deck helicopter flights. Residents and districts that have been evacuating after Russian missile strikes destroyed a water pumping station, causing the Inhulit River to break through the dam. The water level dropped by about 40 centimeters or 16 inches. So there's still, sadly, some drama there. So, you know, when we talk about Axis and Allies and World War III, you know, can this develop? I hope it doesn't. I've been very, very nervous that this has been the start of World War III, and I commend Ukraine for all it's doing to stave it off. But we do have the, you know, this quote-unquote axis of evil. You have Russia, China, and Iran, who are not fans of the West. And there have been a lot of speculation that they are uniting and that they would love to have a new world order. In fact, I think that terminology has been used multiple times. So to form new alliances, and I'm sure Syria and other countries that they've been working with will join in as well. You know, is it enough? No. America could kick any of their butts. They could kick all three of their butts blindfolded. But back in 2002, George W. Bush described the trio of North Korea, Iraq, and Iran as an axis of evil. And there, you know, I'm sure North Korea wants to join in. I'm sure North Korea does. They've been kind of bragging about some of their weapons. But we have been hearing this quote-unquote new world order from Russia, China, Iran. So to break up the West, whether it's cyber attacks, whether it's direct military action, election interference, etc., nuclear stockpiling, this is something that if it is going to happen, it might happen now. I don't think it was going to happen when Trump was president. I don't think it was going to happen when Obama was president. But they might find certain opportunities, and they might really find certain opportunities as people are dumping billions upon billions into the Ukraine war. Now, again, I support our help for Ukraine because they're the only ones trying to stave off Putin, and they're doing a pretty damn good job of it. But, you know, are we giving, you know, Putin not enough credit? Or are we giving him too much credit? And I take a look at his army as, okay, they stink. You know, we have nothing to worry about. But I don't trust him. I don't trust, you know, I don't trust China. I still don't trust where COVID came from. So, and then, like I said, North Korea is just dying to get out there. They have flame living economy, poverty. They want to get into some action. And if they could buddy up with anybody, I'm sure they would. So Xi had added that China, together with Russia, will set an example of a responsible world power and to play a leading role to take the rapidly changing world on a track of sustainable and positive development. Iran is determined to boost its ties with Russia from economic to aerospace and political fields. So people are looking at us in America, which is why I said perceptions is huge. And they're looking at us as very distracted. We're about to go to civil war over abortion. We're about to go to civil war over what we should be doing with college debt. And, you know, we're about to go into civil war as people don't want, you know, Trump to go back into power, or they don't want Trump raided by the FBI. And the American problems look so petty compared to what's going on in other countries that if there is a war effort, they know there won't be unity in America for it. And when there's not unity and we don't manage a war the way, I guess, you know, with that we're all in, it fails. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Together we reached an agreement. You reached an agreement that will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruptions of our economy.
President Biden speaking at the White House, cheering a tentative deal averting a national railroad strike. Biden and Labor Secretary Marty Walsh helping to broker the agreement. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is cautiously optimistic about the recent decline in monkeypox cases.
Over the last several weeks, we've been pleased to see a decline in the growth of new cases here and abroad, though there are areas of the U.S. where the rate of rise in new cases is still increasing.
New data from Freddie Mac shows the average 30-year mortgage fixed rate is now just over 6% for the first time since 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when the COVID pandemic hit and places were closed, and remember a bunch of people got $1,200 checks and all that, and we were told that things are going to be in short supply, get your toilet paper now, people rushed to their computers, which weren't locked down, and the people that handled our cable and our Wi-Fi were still working. So it wasn't a true lockdown. Thank God for those people that were still at work working, keeping the lights on. We flocked to our computers, and we decided to buy what we could buy. We were also bored at home. So what do people do? Online shopping. And Amazon got really busy. They made a lot of money. They got so busy, they had to open up tons of more warehouses and facilities. Between 2020 and 2022, the company's footprint doubled from roughly 272 million square feet at the end of 2019 to 525 million square feet at the end of 2021. I remember seeing big warehouses built, and you saw all those black vans, and you're like, dang. You know, you started thinking the Star Wars music in the background, going, wait a second, are we going to have an Amazon takeover? What's going on? Well, inflation started to, well, we had the supply chain crisis, so prices went up. Then, of course, labor costs went up, so prices went up. Amazon even said, guys, fuel's up. You're going to get charged more. And now when I want to buy toilet paper or paper towel, it's so damn expensive that now I'm not buying it on Amazon. And I'm trying to buy less. Well, I did buy up a bunch of, not in the way beginning, when things start to calm down and the supply chain crisis was better and prices dropped, that's when I bought a bunch of toilet paper and paper towel. But I need cat food, I need, you know, laundry detergent, and it's just too damn expensive on Amazon. So I don't shop that often on Amazon anymore now. A lot of people aren't. So now Amazon has too much space. Too much space versus our demand patterns, and they are now closing tons of warehouses. And again, to me that's a sign of a recession, but for others they're like, oh no, that's just the sign of the times. Okay? So they are closing or canceling 44 facilities, and they are delaying the opening of 25 new sites. They just have too many. So there's a bunch of California they're closing. Florida, Connecticut, Georgia, Kentucky, Massachusetts has a bunch. Maryland, New Jersey, New York. I don't think any in Nevada where I live, but a bunch of states. Some facilities are just canceling. There was a union vote, so the Alabama one got canceled. A delivery station got canceled. They couldn't get a permit. So Amazon's been, you know, taking some hits. Not that I'm going to play a violin. They made a lot of money during the pandemic. But I am very grateful for them being available for us to at least get food, get supplies that we needed without having to go out in public and get sick. That was, I really commend Amazon. And if Amazon did make money during the pandemic and grew, they have a right to do it. We do have a capitalistic society, and there had to be incentive for them to help us. But it just, now things are just too expensive. So then we're not going to buy from you if it's too expensive. And then you're going to have to decide what you're going to do to get those prices down. And if you can get your prices down by getting rid of extra square footage, then great. You know, that's good. I'm grateful to Amazon because of my books. I don't have to find a publisher. I don't have to order a bunch of my books, have them at home, and then race to ship them off every time somebody orders one. Amazon handles it. They take a huge profit. My royalties on the books are minuscule. But I don't have to spend money. Amazon takes care of it. So I partner with Amazon on my books, and I'm grateful to them. But I am honest with you guys. A lot of things are just too expensive to buy on Amazon, so I don't buy them anymore on there. Well, Amazon is now facing a lawsuit in California. And California's attorney general filed a lawsuit against them, saying that their state's antitrust and unfair business practices has been violating laws, and they've illegally used its dominance to stomp out competition in the online retail market. In an 84-page civil complaint, the state's top law enforcement officials says Amazon is insulating itself from price competition by forcing third-party sellers and wholesale suppliers that sell and deliver new products to refrain from offering low prices elsewhere. These pricing agreements require the parties to agree they'll prevent Amazon's competitors like Walmart, Target, eBay, and the party's own websites from offering lower prices. So if you have, so Amazon allows people, which has also been a blessing, where you could run a business with the help of Amazon, putting your product out there, and then notifying you this is where it has to get sent, and then Amazon takes a cut. But they don't want you competing with them. They don't want you, you know, using Amazon and using their website just to have a price somewhere else that's cheaper. So they say, look, if you're going to be with us, it's exclusive. Or you're not going to try to undercut what we're doing. So I understand that. And I don't think, I understand there's antitrust laws, but, you know, there's non-compete. There's certain, you know, restrictions that happen all the time when companies are like, we're going to be doing this for you, but then you can't turn around and screw us. So I understand why some of that's out there. But what has been very, very difficult is trying to compete with Amazon. So if you're trying to sell a product, people are going to go to Amazon first. Unless you get the Google hit where you could pop up on Google Shopping, people might never know that your product's out there. And I remember talking about this 10, 15 years ago, and then when I was on air about 12 years ago, how the Internet is allowing people to compete with the Walmarts and the Circuit Cities and all that. Before, if you needed anything, you had to go to these big box stores. Now you have people at home. I would be buying objects. I would be buying things for parties that I would be putting on, and like vases and things like that. And it sounded like these people were at home. So they didn't have to have office space. They didn't have to have staff. All they needed to do was have a computer that could direct the orders to them, and then they go and ship them. It was a fantastic way for us regular folk to compete with the big ones. But then Amazon found a way to compete. And so it's very difficult to compete with Amazon. If I wanted to write a book and my own publisher, get my own, you know, do it all myself, I mean, I could put it out there on my show, I could put it out there on my website, but the average person doesn't have that platform. You're not going to be able to compete with Amazon. So they say Amazon makes consumers think they're getting the best, lowest prices possible, when in fact they cannot get the lowest prices that would prevail in a freely competitive market because Amazon has coerced and induced its third-party sellers and wholesale suppliers to enter into anti-competitive agreements on price. Amazon, along with other tech giants like Meta, have been increasingly subject to antitrust scrutiny, according to Yahoo Finance. It's not the first state-level antitrust lawsuit that's been brought against Amazon. In March, the Superior Court of the District of Columbia dismissed a similar antitrust lawsuit that D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine brought against Amazon. That complaint said that they violated the fair pricing policy, violating the district's antitrust act by prohibiting third-party sellers from offering lower prices on competing websites. So this is something that another class action suit in Seattle, similar thing. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I love competition. And it is very frustrating that if something's expensive at Amazon and you try to look, almost everybody else is the same price. So you're like, okay, you know what, I'm here. So I'm just going to spend it here. And now with inflation, people are getting kind of grumpy. I mean, Amazon was the biggest hero during the pandemic. But some of us are like, okay, they're going to get big. These little companies aren't going to be able to compete. They're going to get very big. And now they are very, very big. And now people want to take them down. So you're a hero one day and then you're not. Just like with the nurses who were frontline heroes in COVID. They were there. They were getting exposed to COVID. They were there. They were fighting, you know, for our lives and helping us. And all of a sudden they get fired because they didn't get a vaccine. Funny how the tides turn. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a tropical storm, Fiona, that has formed at the Atlantic, and it looks like it's going towards Puerto Rico. This is the sixth named storm of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. I do not want to jinx things, but we have been a little bit relieved that we're only on number six right now, thank God. But we are in peak hurricane season, so we hold our breath. The storm right now is packing winds of 50 miles per hour, so it's only in a storm setting right now. Once it hits the 74 miles per hour, that's when it becomes a level one hurricane. It is about 495 miles east of the Leeward Islands as of today. It does bring winds 39 miles per hour or higher, extends 140 miles from the center of the storm, and so multiple governments across the northern Leeward Islands have issued tropical storm warnings. So Antigua, Barbuda, St. Kitts, Nevis, Anguilla, Saba, St. Eustatius, St. Martin, Montserrat all have now these tropical storm warnings. So a tropical storm warning means a tropical storm condition is expected anywhere in the warning area within 36 hours. This is called Fiona, and they believe it's moving near closer to the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico and may hit late Saturday into Sunday. So, where will it go then? Now, it can turn north and then leave and not touch Florida, not touch the coast, or it could gain some strength, go into the Bahamas, hit Florida. So, we are concerned about flooding rains, especially to eastern Puerto Rico. And they believe these rains could produce isolated flash and urban flooding, along with isolated mudslides in areas of higher terrain. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Obviously, follow your weather, follow your recommendations from your local government on what to do. But this is looking like it is turning into a major storm. So we do not want it to hit hurricane strength, but sadly it can. And now I have some other audio coming in, which we don't want to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a substitute teacher has been arrested for paying middle school students to jump one of her other students. Adriana Cillian Smith, a 24-year-old substitute PE teacher, was arrested Monday after allegedly incurring five children to beat up another student while she watched. The incident occurred on August 23rd during a gym class where Smith was subbing for another full-time teacher at North Cato Elementary Middle School in Vivian, Louisiana. Cato Youth Services Division alleges that Smith offered to pay five different students $5 each to tackle their classmate. Cato detectives arrested a substitute physical education teacher, they say, according to the sheriff's office, who encouraged students to commit battery and bully a classmate. The statement further notes that video evidence of the incident exists and shows Smith verbally communicating with the students and appearing to congratulate three of the boys who participated in the assault. Smith also appears in the footage sitting in the bleachers while the battered victim lay on the gym floor. He later got up, but with no assistance from the substitute teacher, who neither helped nor reported the incidents. I don't know why that. Why? What was she thinking? Smith was booked and charged with five counts of contributing to the delinquency of juveniles, as well as one count of malfeasance in office. Further, her actions resulted in termination by the school district. A young substitute teacher. I don't understand how she got through, you know, education, got through schooling, got through the hiring process with something like this. So she was held on a $10,000 bond. She is no longer in custody, and authorities are investigating the ordeal. More arrests are pending. We really, this, you know, this starts to kind of shatter your faith of, you know, who I love teachers and I respect and I have been surrounded with amazing teachers for my kids. But when stuff like that happens, you start to get a little nervous as a parent. You're like, I think I need to vet everybody. There's another middle school teacher who has been facing criticism for encouraging her middle school students to protest. Ariane Franco is a New York middle school teacher, but instead of, according to MSN, concentrating on science and English, she openly admitted to an undercover Project Veritas journalist that she has been teaching students to become violent protesters for months. She specifically instructs them to get organized in order to throw bricks at people that she believes needs to change. You would think this story would be fake, but no, it's news. This is out there. She laid out how best to do this, and she was caught by Project Veritas. She was caught on camera. You want to, I brought up a crazy organization that have done this, like they choose which places to throw bricks in. Annie Franco or Ariane Franco noted not to do this in their own neighborhoods, but to go to out of black and brown communities to violently attack others. She did not specifically name white, Asian, Jewish, or Middle Eastern communities. They are considered non-brown and black communities, I guess implied, they say. And have recently been targeted in violent, racially charged are, these are all non-brown and black people, according to this site, who have been recently targeted in violent racially charged episodes. Anti-Semitism has been prominent, anti-Asian hate crimes. So whether Ariane Frankel will be liable or whether any of her students go to jail, that I don't think that's been, you know, discussed. But it was interesting that she was caught on video. She goes, I tell them, my kids, we don't stand up for the pledge. She noted that she originally began taking a knee in the classroom. Then her students followed her. She eventually found this tedious, so she switched to ignoring it. She also mentioned that she attempted to change the words for her students, but that did not have the impact she intended. The name of the school that she works for has not been disclosed. This video is the fourth in a new Project Verita series that specifically focuses on education. They were focusing a lot on what happens to fetal tissue after abortions and abortion providers and the money that some of them might get. Now they're focusing their attention on education. And they do this by these sting operations where they'll meet, they'll talk to them, they'll get close, and then they'll get them to talk on tape. The public school system has exploded with incidents of teachers impressing their personal, political, and ideological beliefs onto children, which has led to a mass exodus from the system. And a lot of parents are, you know, a lot of teachers don't want to necessarily be, you know, in this position. They want to teach. They want to go home. But if I could look at the psychology of a professor, and I being a professor, some of us, we really love our students. And we want the students to understand what real life is like, and we want them prepared. But then you have other teachers that are like, I got a little army who'll do whatever I want because I'm in this position of power. And I could become a leader. And you almost get a little narcissistic, or you get a big narcissistic attitude, and they're like, I can actually make change. And then they start to feel this is their calling, and you know, listen, I love the idea that we can make the world better, but when political activism can be very violent in some cases and dangerous for these kids. So a child, you know, I don't know if you remember, there was this one mom, African-American mom, who gave a brick back to a car full of white, they look like white college students, saying, why are you trying to get my son killed, handing him this brick? And she was cussing at them to get the hell out of there because they were, you know, she didn't want her son being put at risk, throwing a brick and then possibly getting shot, you know. So, I don't understand. I don't understand. Teaching should be more, I mean, should be pretty direct. We teach math, science. It doesn't necessarily have to be all this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.